Hello, welcome to Business Management for Every Enterprise. My name is Michael Green. I'll be your professor for this course. The first unit that we're going to discuss is Introduction to Management. Management is a critical component to any organization. Management determines how the process is run, how staffing is undertaken, and how do we project out and also get those goals maintained. I have been in management for a long time. I first started out after undergrad in the healthcare field where labor is very intensive. Healthcare is very people driven, so the management of those people and those human resources are very critical to the operation in healthcare. So I've spent a lot of time personally developing plans, implementing those plans, and watching those plans come into fruition, executing those goals that we set out to accomplish, and in the meantime, making sure that our people and our staff and the people involved in our organization were set up with the best possible environment to succeed in. So that is the most important part of management, in my opinion, is allowing people to shine and do well through support from their management, whether it's frontline staff, account managers, district managers, regional managers, they all need support. And in that is the management of resources and being efficient and effective in your operations. So I'd like to dive into the Unit 1, Introduction to Management, and we can discuss and go through accordingly. So we want to discuss, why are managers important? Managers identify critical issues and form responses. That is one of the most critical pieces to being a manager. You need to be ahead of the ball, focused on what are our threats to not being able to function properly as an organization. The critical issues that come up, we need to have a game plan on how we're going to mitigate those critical issues and deter them and continue to function as an operation as critical, as effective and efficient as we possibly can. Next, create and coordinate systems to accomplish those tasks. Now, this is going to go into the planning phase of management, where we understand what the risks are in our particular industry, and then we're going to develop systems to make sure that we, one, mitigate those risks, and two, put our people and our resources in the best position to accomplish the tasks and the organizational goals that are set forth by upper management. The manager-employee relationship drives loyalty. Now, I know this firsthand because when I was a manager, especially an account manager, young in my days as a manager, I wanted to make sure that I was with my frontline staff, hands-on, helping them accomplish those goals by being there to support them on the ground and letting them know that, hey, anything that you do, I'm going to do it with you so that you know that I've got your back, right? So we want to make sure that this manager-employee relationship, that it does drive loyalty, because loyalty matters. So an organization, people inside an organization, they want to make sure, they want to feel appreciated. They want to feel like they are recognized for doing a good job. So we want to make sure that we continue to drive the loyalty piece in our relationships with our employees, because as we continue to show them that we support them and that we've got their back, that they will continue to go above and beyond in their performance, helping us ultimately achieve our organizational goals. Managers affect financial performance. So, us as managers, we need to be very efficient with our resources. How do we allocate those? Man hours, materials, right? Different costs that we need to make sure that we spread them out effectively and that we are using those resources to make sure that we are efficiently running our operations and that we are mitigating the risk of any kind of threats that can come in from and deter us from meeting our goals. Who are managers and where do they work? So managers coordinate and oversee work of other people. So everybody needs, in a corporate structure, an organizational structure, they need to have somebody that oversees, not necessarily to micromanage them, right, but to make sure that the tasks and the goals are objectified and able to be accomplished easily, right, or systematically. So managers coordinate and they oversee the work of the people, right? So they're going to give you a systematic list. Maybe this is, we do A, B, C, D, E to get to goal G, right? So we got to make sure that we are overseeing that work effectively and efficiently, and that we are making sure that we are maximizing the value of our resources. Line, middle, senior management. Typically, in an organization, there's a hierarchy of management that flows from the top down. So, senior management, they have the ultimate goal and idea of how do they want to move the company long term. So then they kind of feed that down to the middle management, who then implements those plans to the frontline staff. And then the middle management oversees those detailed fundamental steps that the senior management wants to have completed. So then the middle managers implement those, then they oversee the operation of the line managers, who manages the frontline staff. So we've got to make sure that the flows are being articulated well from top to bottom, so that on the ground level, that the frontline staff is executing the operations efficiently. Managers work in organizations. Managers develop the purpose. What is the purpose of our work? What are we doing? What are we trying to define? What are we trying to accomplish? How quickly can we get this done? Investing in people. People are our number one resources. We have got to treat them with the dignity and respect that they deserve while giving them the support that they need to excel. Structure. We spoke a little bit previously about the structure of management from the top-down hierarchy. That'll stay consistent in generally any organization that you enter in. Functions of management. The planning function is where we determine and establish the strategies on how we're going to implement effectively the operations to achieve our goals. And the planning stage is where we develop all of the processes of all of the implementation of the organization. Organizing. What, how, who activities. What do they do, how do they do it, and who does them? This comes into a critical piece of allocating resources correctly, knowing each individual employee's strengths and weaknesses, and then putting them in place to be able to effectively and efficiently perform the tasks that they are delegated. So organizing is a critical step because you want to make sure that you organize well, that you plan well, so that whenever it comes time to put those plans and the organizing of those plans into action, then we'll be able to be more efficient, more effective, have better output with better cost controls, more efficiency, more communication, and then a better overall product for the consumer. Controlling. Now, as a manager, this is one of your biggest steps. Yes, planning, organizing, leading definitely are huge. But then once we get these put in place, the controlling mechanism is where the manager really has to be effective. They have to be able to monitor, evaluate, and then correct anything that's wrong. So managers need to do a good job of keeping the line of communication open, especially if you're a middle manager and you're overseeing the entire operation. You want to make sure that your line of communication with the lower level or the frontline management staff, you want to make sure that the communication window is open with them so they can communicate problems to you effectively and that you can help them determine solutions that's best for the organization overall so that we can continue to maximize our output. Now, roles of a manager. Interpersonal, the figurehead and the leader. So you as a manager are the figurehead and leader of your organization. You're the one that is the spokesperson. You're the one that people are going to come to when there's a problem, when there's an issue. Somebody needs to step up and take control of the situation. You're the leader. You need to make sure that you have control of the situation through the resources that you have, and also open communication and developing that loyalty with your staff. That way you can be an effective leader, and people will respond when there is an issue or a problem to your leadership. So you've got to earn that sweat equity with your staff to know that you are going to be supported by them because you supported them first. Informational. Collect and share information. This is great, right? So you want to make sure that the manager collects the data. They know, profit and loss statements, right? We all know that, and we can talk to our managers about that. But also, we want to know how, on a micro level, how are each phase of the organization on a lower level, on a ground level, how are they performing? We need to measure those metrics. We need to be able to compare those metrics month over month, year over year, and then be able to turn that data into information that your employees can consume and that they can change their strategy to help with the shortfall in operations or help with efficiency or get better overall if there's a problem. Correct it early before the problem gets out of control. So having the information, collecting it, and then sharing it, funneling it back down to your frontline staff is critical. Now also, the upper management staff, senior management, they have a responsibility to shareholders. So as they collect and share information, shareholders of an organization, they want to have their equity maximized. So through this collecting and sharing information at the top, funneling it down, maximizing the operation, then we'll be able to maximize the shareholder equity through these steps. Decisional. You are a decision maker. You can't be hesitant to make a decision. But we have to be thoughtful in our decision making. Right? We don't want to be reactionary to a problem. We want to be proactive to a problem so that we aren't faced with a huge dilemma when a problem arises. That we already have a plan in place and we can get it corrected quickly and not worry about do we have a plan or not. The plan's already in place. We can correct it quickly. Then we'll get the ship righted and we'll continue with maximum efficiency. So, as a manager, we need to be an entrepreneur. We need to make sure that we are taking ownership of what we do. We may not actually own the organization, but we need to take control of that organization or the piece that we manage and make it ours so that we are personally invested, that we have a piece of ourselves in the game, and that we are committed to making it work and to be as effective as possible. A problem solver. You need to be able to be a quick thinker. You need to be able to understand when problems arise, how to fix them. Resource allocator. As we continue to move forward in operations efficiency, resource allocation is critical to making sure that we are being efficient with our costs, maximizing profits, and being smart with how we're spending our money as a manager. Negotiator. We are always in a negotiation, not only with our customers, but also with our employees, our managers that are under us. We will always be in a negotiation with them because we want to make sure that everything is fair for them, right? But we're getting what we want with maximum efficiency and output, but then they're also getting valued and recognized and compensated in the fact that they are feeling that they have a personal stock into the organization and what they're doing. So that's a negotiation with your employees. Negotiation with your customers, you need to make sure that they are getting the highest quality product that they can, right, at the reasonable price. And through this negotiation, both parties can work out an agreement. Now, managers need to be technically sound in the operation or the industry that they are performing in. Job-specific knowledge and techniques. A middle manager needs to understand these specific knowledge and techniques so that they can teach the line manager how they can more effectively operate, and then the line staff or the line manager can go back and tell the line staff, this is how we do it more effectively, and then that way we're more efficient with our time. Line managers are the same way. They need to make sure that they are fundamentally sound, technically skilled, so they can make sure that they are effective leaders as well. Now, just being a natural human, right, having apathy and being understanding of your employees, that is so critical, and being a strong manager, because you have to be able to relate well with people. You have to be able to talk to them and communicate with them effectively. Let them know that they're heard. Let them know that they're understood. So the ability to work well with others and maintain a positive, open communication and relationship is critical with being a successful manager, particularly in the middle manager role, because you are dealing with customers front and center. You're also dealing with line managers and line staff. So your communication skills have got to be very strong. You've got to be able to be a problem solver, and you've got to have interpersonal skills to where you can relate to people on a personal level. Conceptually, we need to understand those complex situations so that we can be prepared to implement plans, to change a course of action, to derive a new strategy. And then also with senior management, they need to have the goal and the focus and the vision to continue driving the company forward so that they'll be profitable and positioned well moving forward in the future. Now, efficiency, you've heard me talk about efficiency and effectiveness over and over in this video. Efficiency and effectiveness. So efficiency, you would think, okay, efficiency and effectiveness go hand in hand. Yes, that's true, right? But they don't mean the same thing. Efficiency is the maximization of output from the minimum inputs. So we want to do more with less. Every manager is faced with the same situation. Do more with less. Do more with less. Squeeze out better efficiency. Get more efficient. Get more efficient. That we can do that as managers. As technology innovates and gets better, we're able to become more efficient and more efficient. We also need to be looking for ways to fine-tune our operation so that we can continue to maximize efficiency with what we already have. So utilizing our resources, optimizing them, and then making them more efficient over time as we create better standardized practices. Effectiveness, successfully achieving organizational goals. So we want to be effective through our efficiency. So efficiency and effectiveness do go hand in hand. We are going, the more efficient we are, the more effective our operation is going to be. So we need to strive for efficiency, but at the same time, the more efficiency that we generate, the more effective our organization and our management styles will become. This is all for video lesson one. I will look forward to seeing you in the next video.